keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. Today, the state of the judiciary will be given at 1:30. The second day of the legislative session will bring the House and Senate together for the state of the judiciary address. It's at 1:30. Newly installed Chief Justice Eric Rosen will give lawmakers his update on our state's court systems. Then at 6:30 tonight, the chambers come back together to hear Governor Laura Kelly give her last state of the state address. 13 News will live stream both of these speeches. Kobach announced a $10 million effort to partner schools with a company that issues AI gun detection software. The Attorney General's office has launched a statewide grant program to allow districts to hire Zero Eyes for equipment and security services in their schools. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why travel hours for advanced surgical care when the latest robotic technology is available right at home? At Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit, we offer robotic-assisted procedures designed to help patients heal faster with smaller incisions, quicker recovery, and greater precision. We're proud to deliver exceptional care in North Central Kansas. Call 785-738-9405 today for a surgical consultation. MCHHS. Ready, reliable, right here.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 60 today under overcast skies with a chance of rain showers, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain tonight, lows level off around 36, cloudy. Chance for showers tomorrow, highs level off around 43, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Kansas City Royals are moving the majority of their outfield fence in by 10 feet, drastically changing the offensive environment of a notoriously bad stadium for home run hitting into one the team hopes will play as league average, sources told Jeff Passan at ESPN. The decision, which the Royals are expected to announce Tuesday, comes after years of discussion by Kansas City's front office about tinkering with the dimensions, and months after the organization commissioned its analytics department to find playable middle ground between the fly ball dead zone of Kauffman Stadium and other stadiums where home runs soar at extreme rates. The Royals had modified its fences in the past, moving them in 10 feet between 1995 and 2003 and seeing it play as a slightly above average home run park. They then returned to the stadium's original dimensions in 2004, and over the past two decades have seen the ball die on the warning track, prompting GM J.J. Piccolo this spring to finally approach owner John Sherman and ask permission to authorize a study on the effects of a potential modification. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Your story isn't finished. It's just getting better. At Mitchell County Hospital Health System's Senior Life Enrichment Program, we specialize in helping older adults navigate life's changes with positivity and purpose. Let us help you reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety while we uncover new opportunities to thrive and grow. Visit mchks.com to learn more or call 785-534-1536 today. Senior Life Enrichment, where the best is yet to come.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Lakeside junior Eli Schmidt continues to enjoy a breakout season after scoring 26 points in the night's 70-64 win over Pike Valley Friday night. Schmidt has now scored at least 18 points in every game this season and 20 points or more in all but one contest. He has a pair of 30-point outings with 33 in the season opener against Tescott and 35 against Stockton. The Knights are now 4-3 on the season with 4 wins in their last 5 games. 2 of the losses were by 5 points to Tescott and 1 point by Rock Hill. Tonight, the Lakeside Knights host undefeated 8-0 Thunder Ridge, a team that Coach Nick Schmidt thinks the Knights are ready for and will be a challenge to play senior Evan Slavic from Thunder Ridge and the Longhorns.
Yeah, Thunder Ridge, they are sitting at, what, 9-0 or 10-0 and off of Max Preps, which is the site that a lot of high school teams use to gather statistics. The statistical database shows that Thunder Ridge is the fourth best team in 1A Division II, and I think the coaches, the KBCA from the state, is, I think they were sitting at 5 last week, and I don't know what they've came out this week with, but I'm sure they're that 5 or 4. So it just shows that we're going to get to match up against one of the best in the state and one of the best in our league on Tuesday night, and it's at home in Downs, and we could be more excited to get the opportunity. Like I said earlier, last week or the week before, that here's a good opportunity to measure where we're at as a team and see if we can come away with the win. It's going to be difficult, but I think the way we're playing basketball, I think the guys are excited and there's every opportunity to go out and take away a win and have a good time doing it.
There's some really good girls in the area tonight, including the Beloit girls 7-1 versus Ellsworth 5-2, Thunder Ridge 1-6 at Lakeside 1-6, Pike Valley 7-4 at Rock Hill 7-2. Lincoln travels to Tescott. Lincoln 5-3. Tescott girls 3-6. Smith Center 4-4 at Russell 1-8. Natoma 2-6 at Sylvan Lucas 4-4. The KDNS 94.1 game of the week. Osborne at St. John's Tipton girls. On the boys' side, Beloit 7-1 hosts 2-6 Ellsworth. Thunder Ridge 9-0 travels to Lakeside boys 5-4. Pike Valley 1-9 travels to Rock Hills 5-5. Lincoln 3-5 travels to Tescott 7-2. Center 1-7 travels to Russell 4-4. Natoma 2-7 travels to Sylvan Lucas boys 5-3. And Osborne 0-10 travels to St. John's Tipton boys 6-2 on the KDNS 94.1 game of the week. Beloit track and field coach Ryan Isbell was selected as the 3A girls track and field coach of the year by the KCCTFCA. It was a fantastic spring for the Lady Trojan track last spring, one in which they did not lose a meet and dominated their way to a state championship. Congratulations to the 3A girls state track and field champions from Beloit and coach of the year, Ryan Isbell. 88 Kansas high school players received their invitation to play in the 53rd annual Kansas Shrine Bowl on Saturday, June 27, 2026 in Emporia. Included on the West team is Beloit's Brody Litton, a 6'6", 270-pound offensive lineman. Also, Carson Montgomery, a Smith Center, a defensive lineman, 5'11", 265, will play for the West. The coaching staff will include Daniel Myers of Mulvane, Randall Zimmerman, Junction City, Aaron Beck, Great Bend, Dawson Elliott, Augusta, Brent Holting, Pratt, Todd Rice, Garden Plain, and Brett Snyder of Sterling.
Did you know that wounds that don't heal within a few weeks may need specialized care? At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, their wound care team treats chronic wounds caused by diabetes, poor circulation, infections, or surgery. They use advanced therapies to promote healing, reduce pain, and prevent complications, so you don't have to travel far for expert treatment. If you or a loved one has a wound that just isn't healing, call Osborne County Memorial Hospital today. Healing starts here, close to home.